Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and happy holiday. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power, wherever you are. I hope you are enjoying your day off. I'm so glad you're able to join us today. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about something I absolutely have a passion for. What could that be? Shopping. Yes, it is something that some people don't like, but I, if nothing else, I love to shop with my eyes, and it is terrific. Well, we've got a guest today, Siobhan Moran. She's going to teach us a little bit about shotgun shopping, how to materialize anything you want through the metaphor of shopping fast, cheap, and the last word, fabulous. Yes. Siobhan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Donna.
You know, this is always fun to talk about. I mean, this shopping is just absolutely a joy. Now, you're a woman that you've lived a very practical life, but you've done some interesting work. You've written for the LA Times, Conscious Living, New Age Publications, Entrepreneur Magazines, and you've been writing for a lot of years. But why is it that you decided to shotgun shopping? What was it that pushed your button? Of course, I know you love to shop and you love shoes, so I mean, what else can be said? But tell us how you got started here. What was it that motivated you to put this book together?
I was actually writing another book, and it was a lot more serious and about meditation, and I'm a teacher in many ways, and I decided to have some fun and thought, oh, I'll just write an article about how I achieve things, how I acquire things, because people stop me on the street if they see something that I'm wearing, and this has happened for all of my life, and they say, where did you get that? How did you get that? How much did it cost? It's always just intrigued me, and so I just thought I'd write an article, and next thing you know, I got a book.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, you bring up a point that I think is so interesting, because I used to be known by friends as the layaway queen of the Pacific Northwest. And this was just something, whether it was an antique or it was an outfit. I mean, I've done this since my teen years. This is just something I do. Well, layaway isn't in fashion. There's many places you can't do this with. But it was always fun for me to figure out how I was going to manipulate or manage things. And you're a woman after my own heart. That's all I can say. I just loved what you had in your book. I thought it was so much fun. You say, why should you settle for less than what you want or desire? And what, you know, you bring up some interesting questions here. There are a lot of people I know when they're listening to this, they say, oh, yeah, right. That Maserati that I want for $300,000 or $500,000 or whatever they're charging for Maseratis today, they say, yeah, sure, this is what I want, this is what I'm never going to afford it, for heaven's sake. But there are ways that we can look and acquire quality. We don't have to settle for junk, and that's what I liked about your book. Let's get into this a little bit about shotgun shopping. How did you get the title?
When I would be stopped on the street after years of being stopped, or somebody would ask me, a colleague or something, finally I just decided, okay, I'm going to stop telling this story, and I'm just going to name it. And it was just kind of popped out of my head one day, and I was like, oh, you know, I just do shotgun shopping. And every time I said it, people knew exactly what I was talking about, and I thought, wow, how do they know what I'm talking about? And so what it's really turned into is people totally know what shotgun shopping means, but what I wanted to do was give it a lot of depth and give everybody tools so they could understand how to get in, get out, get what they want at the price they want without making, I call them negative buying decisions.
Now, your mom is a lady that I just think is terrific. One, she just loved to shop till she dropped. But she was a selective shopper, and she would walk. She got her exercise in. I mean, trust me, folks, if ever you want to do this, go to Las Vegas and walk from one end of the strip to the other. You're going to put in at least 20 miles, and you will shop till you drop. How much you'll carry out with you, I don't know, but you will have the time of your life. And that's a good way of keeping in shape, all of this walking. Your mother did it, but you took a totally different attitude. You were not a happy shopper with your mom. You didn't like to go along with her.
No, I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be outside. I actually grew up a tomboy. And I was just thinking about this the other day. I wasn't allowed to wear what they were calling, I grew up in the sticks, so they called them dungarees, you know, Levi's, something mm-hmm. like that. But I wasn't allowed to wear those until I moved out of the house.
mm-hmm.
So, you know, she was really one of those people who, you know, don't be like everybody else. And she really shopped for the best with the intention of, you know, I mean, her intention was on target. But, boy, she loved to shop. She'd go store to store to store to rack to rack to rack. And I was like, okay, are we done? Are we done? Are we done? And she had red hair, and I could always tell. I'd peek up over the racks, and you can see the image in the book, maybe, of me peeking over the racks to see if she was at the counter yet checking out.
mm-hmm.
So I was always looking for that clue to when we were done, and I could never understand why we just had to keep going and going and going. And so I came up with my own way of thinking about it and saying, okay, when I go in to a store and I have my own money, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And so that's what I did.
Now, you like to share your information with friends, and I love this story in your book when you found that a friend of yours needed a number of plants. She just moved into a home, and she wanted to have plants as part of her interior design. And you had found out about a place where she could get the best plants, the plants exactly the ones that she wanted, for really, really low prices. Now, you're on the cell phone, and you're telling her where to go, give her the address, and you even tell her what part of the store to go into.
Yeah.
That's friendship,
well,
boy.
I don't remember the name of all of the stores, but I can tell you a lot of, you know, unique places like that and give you directions how to get there, but I'm not sure that I could tell you the names of the stores. And I can always tell you about how well I did at getting the deal.
mm-hmm. Now, you have a tip for gals that have guys in their lives that you think that they should be able to read your mind and know what you want, but you say, wait a minute, gals, if you really want to get what you want, give a list to that special fella in your life. You had a list of 35 items. That's a pretty hefty list to give to your husband.
Yeah.
And it worked, though.
It totally did. And, you know, because I didn't like shopping. He loved shopping. And, you know, when we were together, it was like, please, please don't go, don't take me, don't take me. And so one day I was like, oh, I'm just going to give him a list, and then he can pick out what he wants and surprise me. So I won't know exactly what I'm getting, but I will still get exactly what I wanted. And it worked like a charm again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. You've traveled quite a bit, and shotgun shopping was very much a part of your modus of operandi because you hated to take a whole bunch of luggage with you,
yeah.
And you would find inevitably that you will have left something at home. How many of us can relate to that? And you go, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What was your technique for handling that?
Well, you know, one time it was actually to have the pants FedEx to my hotel room. But I realized that really wasn't that smart of an idea. So I decided that if I was ever going to forget something, that my technique was be really clear. See, in the whole book is really about how you get clear. And people say, oh, yeah, I'm clear. But, you know, how many things do you have in your closet that need returning or that you haven't worn it or that you sort of like?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about being extremely clear. And so I was always clear about, okay, I only have, I don't know, let's say 15 minutes, 30 minutes, got to get in. and I only have X number of dollars, I decided that regardless of whatever income I was having, that I would always set a dollar figure. And rather than just say, oh, you know, I really want this. And there's another hiccup that I don't think I don't think really clear in the book is, like, I'm a size 0 or maybe even a 2, so those sizes aren't really easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of it, I had to find the time and the right amount of money and the right size and get in, get out, and get what I wanted. And I had to be very clear. And I had one more criteria, and that criteria was I had to love it, and it had to work for my closet in more than just one outfit.
Okay.
So when you get really, really clear about all of this, what you're able to do is you're able to come home with amazing things at the price that fits your budget. I was just told a story by somebody. They had come into my office, and they told me the story of how they used the book, and they said they'd used it 5 times in a matter of 24 hours. And apparently the elastic in the dress, you know, was no longer working. They had to buy a new dress. They only had $20 on them, and they didn't bring their credit card. Now, who's going to find a dress for $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an evening outfit that they needed. So apparently they decided to go in, and they went into some discount store, and they apparently found the dress, and it was exactly, it came up to $20. And it looked great. They took pictures and sent it to me.
Oh, now that's fun. Those are stories we all love to share.
Yeah, and they got a parking place when the entire place was packed. They got tickets. They had exchanged to get, somebody gave them an upgrade. It goes on and on. And so they used the techniques again and again and again, and, you know, it just worked for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's one of your stories about the Dalai Lama and shoes. You love shoes. You remind me of a friend that I've got that if she could have a supersized 40,000 square foot home, it probably would have shoes on every single floor. Stack. Mm-hmm. She just loves shoes. She's worse than Imelda Marcus, who, by the way, didn't have as many shoes as everybody thought she did. But that's not the point. How many of us have
and she was a lovely lady, too. I met her.
Yes. So anyway, let's talk about the Dalai Lama and the situation with the shoes.
And, you know, I still have those shoes today. So the funny thing is I was a little late for the time that we were supposed to be there for tickets. And so I was just walking around the mall across the street going to get a tea and a muffin. And I saw this pair of shoes in the window, and I thought, oh, and I don't wear a watch. So I thought, oh, it's okay. And I looked at my cell phone, and I was like, okay, I only have this amount of time. It'll be all right. So I get in, I get the shoes. I thought, nope, I'm not going to take them. It's okay. And they were a great price, and they are just the most adorable little shoes. And so needless to say, I missed the next section of the Dalai Lama's talk because of these silly, silly shoes. And when I got into the Dalai Lama, I wasn't able to get back out in time before the store closed, and I had to hunt the shoes down. Well, there's a good ending to the story because I was able to actually order them from the store, and they shipped them to me, and I got another 10% off. So it actually turned out better because I missed them, but I was definitely late for the Dalai Lama because of a pair of shoes.
Now, one of the things that we're covering here, anybody listening to this say, what are these women talking about these shoes? For God's sake, there's much
right.
more serious issues going on in this world today. But there's more behind this. We're making light of this, and that's what shotgun shopping is all about. It's an understanding that if you have clarity, you know what you want, you know what you want to spend, it works out, and it is, in a way, incorporating the law of attraction, the law of manifestation, but it's understanding what you want done, and being able to recognize that that dollar amount can go right along with it. And it's not just shoes. We're talking about shoes here, tongue in cheek. It's about anything in life, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there is not one single thing in my life that I can look at and say that I didn't apply the techniques, unless it was given to me. And there are no limits on what you can use the techniques for. I've had people email me saying they used it to buy a house. I've had people email me and say they used it to turn down a job that they might have otherwise accepted and been unhappy with, and then found another job because mm-hmm. of the techniques. And so it's really about, like you were saying, it is about clarity and precision. And, you know, I mean, we think of a laser. This really gives you the tools. You know, the book is yes, tongue-in-cheek, and that's a lot of who I am. That's how I teach and storytell. But they're very deep tools that give you the techniques to be very laser-focused, very focused.
I'll share a little experience that I had. I participate in Renaissance fairs, and I have costumes. And I went in. I was thrumming through in my head, gee, I'd like to find something for a costume. And I love to go into thrift stores every once in a while. I don't do it often, but it's just like something compels me to go in. And I go in this one particular day, and I see some material that's on a shelf in a case. And I see something shiny, and I look at it, and one is a piece of black velvet, the other is like a silky white piece of material. And I ask to be shown it, and I find that one is a batch of black velvet material that has pearls on it, and the other one is a silky white material that has gold beads on it. And I look at it, and I say, gee whiz, I don't know what this is all about, but let me check it out. $9 for each piece. One piece ended up being like over 5 yards of good quality velvet that had pearls that were of a phenomenal design that would have cost hundreds of dollars. Someone had wanted to maybe have a caftan. This had to be a very large person. I'm not a large person. I'm petite. And so I was able to make this magnificent costume with the assistance of a woman that's what she does. She said, I want to go shopping with you. I like your bargains that you get. Where are you going to get something that's just very, very expensive? And yet there it was. So I have, and I still have material for another costume. And I love to share that story because you never know where you're going to find something. And I had been wanting a costume in black velvet with pearls with an accent of silver. And so for a very small amount of money, I have a costume that when people look at it, just they're gaga. It's just absolutely awesome.
You said a key thing there in your story is you said, I listened to my inner self. Basically, that's what you said. Those weren't your exact words. But basically, mm-hmm. you said, I don't normally go in, but I was basically you were paying attention that moment, that day, that time. And that's what you do when you are clear about what you want. You knew what you wanted. You totally mm-hmm. got it. And you mm-hmm. totally got it at an amazing deal. And it still probably looks great.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. Yeah, now, the costume had to be created out of it. But how many times are you going to walk into a place finding good quality material that already has this spectacular patterning of pearls and crystals already on it? You don't.
Only when you're that clear. Only when you're that
mm-hmm.
clear.
So it's fascinating stuff, and there's been so many various stories and experiences that I've gone through where I've been at the right place at the right time and finding exactly what I want, and this is what I know, and sometimes it drives my husband nuts. He'll say, what do you mean? Don't have this kind of an attitude. Don't go for the sales stuff. But I'll say, no, I'll find it. I'll find it. I'm going to get what I want. So you've adopted the same attitude. Now let's talk about rule number one, make a list. Go into this a little bit because you also say you've got to write it down. Don't put it in on the computer. Write it down. And I know why you say that because I believe in writing things out myself. So give us the reason why this is so important.
Well, one of the things that we are in our day and age right now is we're busy, we're multitasking, we're thinking, and we want to store things in our head. And we say, it's okay, I got it. Well, really what it is as you make a list and you write it, you put your energy and intention into it. And when you put your energy and intention into something, what you end up with is you end up with results. And until you are really clear, about the end result, you don't want to use a computer. You want to use your own cursive writing. We learn this as we go into school. We learn cursive writing. We want to start from the thing, the place that we learned from, which is writing. And so when you make a list, and people roll their eyes when I say, oh yeah, make a list, because everyone has lists out the yang, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what I'm serious about is, if you really want to manifest something, is do make a list and make it exclusive to that item or those needs. And if you make it exclusive to those needs and you're very clear about that on one piece of paper, not, scratches everywhere, but very clear about it, what will happen is then everything in your energetic system gets behind you so that that can happen much more effortlessly. And so it's kind of like, what's that? It's where focus goes, energy flows. And so that's the same with writing. That's what really happens when you write something.
You have a very strong attitude about knowing how much money you're willing to spend for something. And if you find something and it's not what you're willing to spend, walk away. And so often there is a fear, gee, if I walk away, I'm not going to find it again. Now, sometimes that might be true. But you say, don't break the rule.
Exactly. Not even by $5. Not even by $5. And I walked away from a car one time because of $5.
What happened?
It was the best thing that ever happened, because I found an even a more amazing deal, and I found an even more gadget-laden car than I would have had I not walked away. So when we don't walk away from something and we're not clear about holding our boundaries, what we're doing is we're saying, hey, you know what, I'll settle for anything, that's fine. And that's another way, it's another way of saying, oh, that's lack mentality, because it's telling your unconscious that you don't have the ability to bring that about again. It's only going to happen one time, and it's just never going to happen again. So I might as well buy it now, even though it breaks my bank. And that got us into a lot of economic trouble, I think.
Oh, I agree. Now, time. Almost everyone I come in contact with makes a statement, and I've done it too, time seems to just be speeding up. How in the world is it going to be possible to get everything done? You talk about crunching time. Let's talk about that. What is crunching time?
Yeah, it's like collapsing it. It's really making it work for you. So essentially what we have in our day is the same amount. Every single person on the planet has the same amount of time. Why is it that some can accomplish more and some accomplish less? And yes, one of it is clarity. One of the reasons is clarity, yet the other reason is really because how you view time. If you view time as not enough, it will not be enough. There will not be enough. It becomes a lack position. If you view time as a friend, then what you end up with is you end up with more time on your hands. And, you know, we get trapped. Everybody does it. I don't have enough time. I can't do it. I can't, la, 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 about time. Yet if you start making it your friend, and there are some specific pointers in the book that give you a technology that in words on how to say, what to say and when to say it, so that you do manifest more time. And if you start doing that, what you find is you find, okay, so I actually have enough time. Now what am I going to do with myself, right? So we waste a lot of time with unessentials. We waste a lot of time with not being clear. And I think that my mother shopped like the way she shopped because she loved that use of time to get her mind out of the way, which is very interesting diversion. So if you're clear about that, that's okay. But use time as your friend instead of not enough.
Trust is so important. And this is a big one, and I think we all get reminders on it. We have a very tumultuous environment that's constantly being promoted. We have to be aware of things. And being personally responsible and allowing ourselves to develop our own intuitive processes really is significant. It is very significant. Let's talk about that for about a minute.
So we're getting there. I mean, if you look at Facebook and Twitter and all of these other lovely places, you can see where that we're being guided to be more clear. And when we come to things like trust, what we want to do is we want to develop those skills that have been kind of moved away from us from school as to things that we know are right, yet we can't do anything about because we're too young. And then we get laden with all of those don'ts. I call them the unts and apostrophe T's. And so when you use trust, like you did with your outfit, when you use trust, what you end up with is you end up with greater responsibility, more ease, more grace, and exactly what you want every single time. And it does take practice. It's something you have to practice and practice and practice until it really becomes clear that you can trust yourself, because we've learned that we can't trust ourselves.
We've been taught not to trust ourselves. I think I'll put my 50 cents in there. If I don't love it, I don't buy it. I like that rule.
Yeah.
I like that rule. If you don't love it, don't buy it, regardless of what the price is.
Right. Yeah. Because if
go ahead.
If we come home with that and we keep doing that, first of all, we end up with a lot of extra stuff and then storage units. And then we also end up with that other thing I was mentioning before, is that negative buying situation, and we end up looking at that item and saying, oh, I shouldn't have, oh, I don't really like that. And that really creates that negative unconscious dialogue that we get into without having to do much, just by looking at an item. And nobody really thinks about those facets. And that's what I wanted to do, is share all of the little tiny things that we do that in our lives day in and day out through the metaphor of shopping to take you through that.
Shotgun Shopping is a book that's about abundance. It's not about lack. It's about clarity. It's about the law of attraction, the law of manifestation. I think the book is well done. There's some adorable cartoons that are done throughout it. But Siobhan Moran has some real interesting attitudes and perspectives that I know just anyone could use. And hey, guys, if you want to give a gift to your gal, this is a book I know she will love and adore. And you ought to pick it up yourself just for the heck of it, because there are those of you, just like Siobhan's husband, who love to shop. Now, maybe it's not for shoes or for dresses, but it might be for doodads or gadgets or your own electronic toys. This is a delightful book. And, Siobhan, you have a website, which is SiobhanMoran.com. Now, your name is rather unique, so I'll spell it for people. It's SHEEVAUNMoran.com. That's MORAN. So that's SHEEVAUNMoran.com. Did your mom ever change her attitude about shopping, or is she still the shop till she drops gal?
Well, she's no longer with us, and I think she's up there shopping till she drops. I think she's having a lot more fun shopping up there than she did down here.
Well, anyway, the book is adorable. Siobhan, if you wanted to leave a message with my listeners today, what would that be? What would you like to have them take away from our conversation today?
I would like them to just to know that you can have anything you want, better health, more abundance, that one item that you really, really want, that ideal job, whatever that is, so long as you really get clear. And have some fun with it. That's what Shotgun Shopping is about, is have some fun. We're way too serious right now. Let's enjoy some little things. And you can get the tips and techniques from the website, or you can get them at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Shotgun Shopping, adventures in how to materialize anything you want through the metaphor of shopping fast, cheap, and fabulous. Siobhan Moran, Shotgun Shopping. Siobhan, thank you again for being my guest. This is Donna Thiebaud. We are taking a break. When we come back, a lot of good things to share on this holiday that you, I know, are enjoying immensely. Donna Thiebaud will be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Thiebaud. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hello, and welcome back. This is Donna Thiebaud, and we've got a caller on the line already, but I want to let you know, with the holidays, so many of you will be able to call in and chat with me today if you so desire. Here's the toll-free number of 888-815-9756. Now, that's worldwide. No matter where you are, you're going to be able to call in and chat with me directly. 888-815-9756, and just know I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Also, for those of you in Washington, I want to remind you, Saturday, September the 26th, I'm going to be doing appearances at the Boeing Employees Parapsychology Club. Now, this is going to be held at Kent Commons. This is a semi-annual event, and I'm always delighted to be able to join them in the fall because it is a wonderful, wonderful environment. You can meet so many people, get in, and you've just got all kinds of opportunities to see not only beautiful products, but to interact with people like myself. I will be there doing readings, and also I will be speaking at this event, so I invite you to come and join us. Now, again, it's at Kent Commons, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, is only until 5 that evening. The address is 525 4th Avenue North, and that is in Kent, Washington, 98042. Now, if you'd like to have more information, go to their website, which is www.belikeboyelikeedwardplikepaulcweb.org. That's BEPCweb.org, and you'll get all the information. They even have a map for you to show you how to get there. Wonderful event. And I, like I said, I'll be speaking there. I also will be doing little mini consultations for people. And I am going to have a slew of books out of my own personal library that I'm going to be putting out there available to all of you. So if you're a book reader and you want to have some fascinating material, just know that that's going to be there. Again, September 26th, if you're in the state of Washington, make a note, and I hope to see you there. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Linda calling, and I'm calling from Satellite Beach, Florida.
Satellite Beach? Where's Satellite Beach? I've never even heard of Satellite Beach.
It's between Melbourne Beach and Cocoa Beach.
Ooh.
It's in between there. Yeah.
Nice area.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it is a pretty nice area, Donna.
Yeah.
I like
it. Well, I'm glad you do. You're living there. You want to like it, right?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question today, then I wanted to give you a validation.
Okay, well, just let me give you my insights first, and then you can ask your question, dear. The first thing I'm looking at with you, Linda, is that it's very important you be down to earth and you be practical. Now, you're usually pretty good at this, but for some reason, you have been feeling like you've been a fluffhead, and I want you to not beat yourself up over this. Every once in a while, it's important for you to be able to hang loose and just not try to get yourself into serious a mode. But I'll give you credit. Once you make up your mind that you're going to do something, you move forward very quickly and very rapidly. And you're very organized, and this is a very good patterning for you to have. Now, you've got quite a bit of hard work ahead of you between now and spring of the new year. And this is necessary because you've got to get things grounded. There's something about money that I'm looking going up and down like a thermometer's red signal here, and I'm watching it, and I'm going, oh, boy, this is really interesting. You want to have more of a consistency in your life when it comes to finances, but you're having to grow through what seems to be a risk-taking patterning, and you're learning how to work with it. I want you to be patient with yourself. You're doing a good job. You're going to come out all right. Things are going to be in balance, but you do have to stay grounded. There's no quick fixes. There's no free lunches. You're going to have to pay your dues, and you're going to have to do one step at a time. And none of us like this. Nobody on this planet gets really excited about knowing they're going to have to wait for something. But it's something, as you become aware of it, you're going to get into your own rhythm, and before you know it, you're going to find that a lot of what you are aspiring for is going to be in place by, I would say, spring of 2010. But if you drop the ball, if you let other people's pessimistic attitudes get to you, you're not going to be happy. Now, that doesn't mean you go around with rose-colored glasses and ignore what needs to be taken care of. No, you pay attention to the basics. Follow through, but take those tiny steps one at a time, and you're going to be just fine. Do it in your way, and it'll work out. You're not going to have a big, heavy burden hanging over your head that you think is just going to explode on you and put you into a huge mess. Doesn't have to happen. Be consistent. Follow through. What question do you have for me?
Well, I wanted to give you thank you. You don't know how much I appreciate hearing that. I have been praying because I felt like such a failure, and I'm procrastinating, and everything you said, I really needed to hear the validation because I respect what you have to say, Donna. You said to me a while ago that I was going to be moving. I didn't move out yet. My brother and I have a home, and he ran off with a woman, and he kind of left me high and dry with everything, and I was relying on his income also because we have a home together. So I'm not only hurt, I'm devastated. I've got every emotion that you can imagine going on inside of me. Because I was his caretaker because he's physically challenged.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like it was an awful thank you, you know, because I've always sacrificed to help him because I love him.
Well, I understand that, but understand your brother had to do something for himself, even though he's been challenged. And he's not out of your life, dear. He's going to be coming back in. However, what you need to do is look at this as an opportunity for you to turn things around and prove to yourself that you can stand on your own 2 feet. So this is really for all of the illusion of it being something very, very bad. It isn't. It is pulling out of you an awareness that you are quite capable of stopping on a dime, as the old saying goes, do a 180-degree shift, and you're moving. So just be aware that though that income was there and now it's gone, there is a reason. It's time for you to take charge of your life. You can relinquish. Don't get caught up in, gee, I've sacrificed this. It was a positioning with both of you that you had an agreement, and he didn't know how else to get out of the agreement. And he's really not all that excited about his choice, but this is his responsibility. So he's made a choice, and now it's up to you. So don't worry about the sacrifices that you've made. This is something you did because that's what you thought you should do. Don't get into that mode of thinking. You want to be able to use this and leverage it so it's going to motivate you and enable you to move forward, because it is going to do exactly that. Things are not always the way they appear to be. And regrettably, for some reason, we human beings, and I'm included in it, we've put ourselves in situations and we'll go, I don't like this. But when we really look at it, we realize if we look back, there were patterns that we adopted because we thought that's what we should do, and now you're free of that. Now you don't have to have that pattern anymore. Now it's time for you to move forward. I know it's devastating, but I'll tell you what, I think he did you a tremendous favor.
Yes, you know, Donna, you are so right, and I'm not patronizing you. It's hard when you're in, I'm like in the eye of the hurricane right now, and I'm so afraid I'm going to lose the house. I'm so afraid I'm not going to find a job. I'm so consumed with fear, and then my other side of me is trying to pull me out and be positive, faith, try to put things in action. I'm like a spinning top, and then at the end of the day, I think, well, what did I really do? Mm-hmm. And then I'm angry at myself because I really am. When it comes to my brother, I was awesome taking care of him. Now that I have to take care of myself, it's like I am like a little child. I don't know what to do because I've never taken care of myself. I've always, you know, been in that mode with him.
Well, I'll tell you what.
One
of the first steps you need to take there, and I know this is an emotional thing for you, but one of the first steps you need to take is ask for help. Go in, talk to some people that have knowledge about money and knowledge about real estate and say, I have this challenge. You may have an opportunity to rent the house to someone where you generate an income. You can explore different options. Talk to somebody who's in real estate and see what options you can look at. You also might find someone that might want to buy the house and secure a lease with an option to buy positioning where you're able to take care of the responsibilities. And also just say, this is time for me. This is my time. I'm having to learn how to think differently. And it's significant because you have released yourself, he has released you really, from the form of bondage. The one thing you'll have to remember is that when he comes back into the life, you don't go back to the same MO. It's a different type of an arrangement. But that is a learning curve. There are no shortcuts, as I said before. There are none. I don't know of one. And the best thing you can do is talk to people and say, I sure could use your expertise. What would you recommend if you were in my shoes? Now, don't talk to your local grocer about something that's dealing with real estate. Go in and talk to people that have the knowledge. And you don't have to do what they say. Just say, I'm needing to be educated. Help. And I think you can find a job. I think you're going to be able to do an investment in yourself with an advancement of your education. I just think there's a lot of things you're going to be able to do. But nothing happens usually with us until the universe comes along and gives us a good swift kick.
You know, I believe that, Donna, because I thought I would not be doing what I'm trying to do now if he was still at home. We would still go on continuing our life as we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a learning for him. A learning for me, but it's real hard because I'm going through the trials and tribulations, and this is a real test of my faith right now. But I wanted to call and let you know, you did say you've seen a move, and I thought, Donna told me that it was my brother that moved. mm-hmm. not me.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that, Donna. You said, get ready and everything. You know, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, Donna told me this, that I had a full plate. I have to start moving. And I thought, I'm so overwhelmed. I have so much to do, Donna. You did. You hit it right on the head. You told me there was a lot to do. You saw a move. And now you're giving me hope. You're seeing me okay with my finances. I'm not going to lose my home. You're telling me I'm going to pull this through. So you've given
go
me hope.
Go for it, Linda.
So,
go for it.
I've got to go on board.
Wait,
you are awesome. Thank you, Donna.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome, dear. Bless you, hon. This is Donna Siebel. Hey, you can call in and chat, too. 888-815-9756. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Siebel to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Do you have a pad of paper and a pen handy? I came across this recipe. And I don't know about you, but every once in a while you want something that's different in taste, but it's an old-time favorite. I love quesadillas. That's one of my favorite foods, and I don't have it that often, but boy, sometimes people really can fix them so well, and they just have such good flavor. But I came across a recipe for a quesadilla that is absolutely wonderful, and if you like mango, when you like avocado, you're going to like this a great deal, and it's so easy to make. Really, really easy. So you need a papaya, and of course, if your stores don't have it, then maybe you could find some canned papaya. But you need one papaya, ripe, of course. You want to peel it, seed it, and you want to cube it. And then you need an avocado. You want to peel it. You want all that ripe also, peeled, pitted, and diced. And then you want a red onion diced. I'm not a big fan of raw onions, so I usually like to leave that out. But if you like red onion, that's a good thing. One red onion diced, because they're sweeter. And then a half of a red bell pepper. You want to seed it and dice it. And then you need 2 cloves of garlic minced, and that's really finely minced that you want. And then 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. You 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. And then the juice of 2 limes. And I always like to share the tip, when you're going to juice a lemon or a lime, if you nuke it in the microwave for maybe like 3 to 5 seconds, it helps the juices come away from the cell membranes a lot more effectively, and you just get a lot more juice out of that lemon or lime. And then a little bit of salt and pepper you're going to need. You're going to need 8 flour tortillas, or if you like the corn tortillas, then you can use those. They give a different flavor and a different taste. There's the blue tortillas they have out, and they've got the spinach ones and all kinds of stuff that you can try. And then you need 1.5 cups, that's about 6 ounces, of grated Asiago cheese. Now, this is what you do. Your papaya, your avocado, your onion, your bell pepper, your garlic, your olive oil, and lime juice, you put it all in a medium bowl and then season it to taste with a little bit of salt and pepper, toss it, and then just put it to the side. and those flavors will come together very nicely. Then you take a large non-stick skillet, and you heat it up over medium heat. And you want to put a tortilla in the pan, and you want to add a generous sprinkle of your the cheese, you know, the grated Asagio cheese, and then you top it with another tortilla, and you cook it, turning once or twice until the tortilla on both sides is very crisp and the cheese is melted. Now, that takes not very long. It's about 3 to 4 minutes. If you use a griddle, it's real easy to do. And then you take a spatula, you transfer the quesadilla to your cutting board and cut it into 4 triangles. And you can keep it warm in the oven while you're cooking the remaining quesadillas. And then you serve it with this salsa. And this can serve up to 8 people. Well, if you have guests that have hearty appetites, and if this is going to be something that's going to be a munching time, people love these. And you can use different types of cheeses. You can experiment with this. You can try all kinds of things. But it's such an easy, easy recipe to do. And the papaya and avocado, oh, those flavors are just absolutely marvelous. They are absolutely marvelous. So I just thought I'd share that with you today because I think sometimes it's so nice to be able to have something that's flavorful and it's not real heavy. And I know in the evenings I prefer having something lighter to eat. And this is just perfect. If you have somebody drops by and say, oh, we're going to have this, it just really, all those delicious flavors blend so wonderfully. Now, I want to let you know who's coming up this week. We've got a great week. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a subject that is always up for discussion, and that is crop circles. Now, this is wonderful, this interview with Suzanne Taylor, because this is about a movie that she's done. And there's a lot of material that's sent to me and a lot of these movies that are sent by different companies. And I go, oh, gee, where's the quality of the film work? Everything is so bad. Not Suzanne's. Oh, this movie is called What on Earth? And this is Inside Crop Circles. The film work in this is exquisite. The narration is wonderful. It is a joy to watch it. And I just found it wonderfully interesting. My husband really enjoyed it. So if you want really good information on crop circles, Suzanne is going to be able to share that tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Neil Bernard, the Cancer Survivor Guide. Now, in today's world, rather than being pessimistic about verdicts that are handed out, more and more people are choosing alternative methods. And one of those methods is involving nutrition. If you've gone through a life-challenging illness or situations, what can you do? How can you handle your life so that you empower yourself more and more towards wellness? Well, that's what we're going to be discussing on Wednesday. And then one of my favorite guests, I haven't had Tom Sawyer on for a while. Tom Sawyer was the primary writer for the wonderful movie series, television series, called Murder, She Wrote. Now, Tom is an absolutely wonderful guy, but he has got a novel, and I don't do a lot of novels, but this one is absolutely awesome. It's called No Place to Run, and you are going to want to read this book. And it's got a theme centered around 9/11, so it is really gripping, and you never know what's coming up in the upcoming chapters when you go through them. And I'll tell you, don't read the back of the book. Start at the front and go all the way through. It's just going to be great. So Tom is going to be with us on Thursday. On Friday, I have a commitment, so we are going to be having another Best of Donna. And so you'll be hearing a program on Friday. We'll be doing that. We've got a great lineup of people, and if you want to see who's coming on, just a little bit of a blurb about them, then go to the information on bbsradio.com, and you'll be able to find out about my guests, who's coming up, and the general gist of the subject matter that we're going to be talking about. So tomorrow, we are going to be talking about crop circles. It's an absolutely awesome, awesome subject. Well, I know we've only got about a minute or so left, and don't forget, you always are welcome to call in during the show in the second half of the program, 888-815-9756. Be sure you write that number down so you can have it handy, because the phone lines will be open tomorrow as well. But I can't take anybody after this. If you really want to save some money with cleaning, do you know citrus is a wonderful? Citrus oils are very, very good. Not only are citrus juices great, But ants and flies hate oranges, and they'll stay away from your picnic or garbage area if you simply sprinkle grated orange peel around. And also, if you blend grapefruit rinds with a cup of water, put it into a spray bottle and spritz it near garbage cans, laundry hampers, and other stinky areas, it's going to make everything smell better. And you can add, if you have a humidifier, add a few teaspoons to that. And lemon sanitizes and removes stains. Why? Because lemon has strong acids and limonene, an oil with a natural antimicrobial and bleaching property that devours bacteria and stains. Ah, yes. I used to put lemon juice on my hair when I was a teenager because I wanted to be a blonde. It worked, especially when you went and sat out in the sun. Oh, well, enough of trivia. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Life is meant to be lived with joy and with purpose. Remember that, because you are the only one that can bring that joy into your very heart and your own soul. Be true to yourself, and you'll find that your joy is there at all times, in all places, right where you are, and you'll always have plenty of it to share with others. Donna Sebo here. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com, Station 1. Donna Sebo here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.